Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Christmas Eve, live radio for you on 104.3 FM WQAM. Tomorrow you're going to get football all day, most of the day here on the radio program. So we have Gino Toretta going to join us this hour. Jim Larrañaga going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. In the meantime, we have some other stuff that I want to get to. I will start with 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, which is brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
On select models for a limited time. Learn more at lexus.com. I was going to give you some of the Dolphins-Bucks props, but Joe Shad in the Palm Beach Post just tweeted out, if you were the Dolphins, would you deal two first-rounders and a third-rounder for Lamar Jackson?
Ooh, this is a tough time to ask that with all the injuries he's had.
Well, that's why it's a good question.
No, Solano, you're looking like, don't act like Lamar's not. It's a great question.
No, it is a good question. It is. I think I would do it.
I think I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I mean, I read an article that there's a disconnect. There's a growing disconnect between John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson. And I had said to you a couple days ago, too, when you take Kansas City out of the equation in the AFC, if you're Buffalo or Baltimore, this is your time to capitalize. And if you can't, something's got to give somewhere. If you're the Dolphins, Joe Shad. So someone responds to him, we don't have the money. Joe Shad responds to him, we'd have to cut many people. Maybe you could redo the Lamar deal so it's a very low cap hit in 2026. Somebody responded to Joe Shad, why would the Ravens do that? Joe Shad said, if they're done with him, which is possible. Like, again, you know, everyone reaches their end date. Most players, I should say, reach their end date with an organization that you think they're going to be with for a long time. It happened with Dwayne Wade in the Heat. I mean, a guy who was Mr. Heat. Like, he reached his end date.
But that's my thing with Lamar. That's why I bring up the injuries. Because Dwayne Wade hit his, hit his end date when he couldn't do Dwayne Wade 06 type stuff anymore. When those guys hit the Jason Taylor's end date with the Dolphins, he wasn't the same. He wasn't 06 Jason Taylor. Whereas Lamar still MVP Lamar, because to that question, if he's MVP Lamar, 2-1s and a 3 is nothing if he's going to be MVP of the NFL. But is he still that because he's struggled this year? I was going to say, for the Dolphins, for that question, this will be the time to capitalize because there is questions, and that's why I questioned it. But yes, man, because Lamar's the – like, Tua was that top five – I mean, top 10 guy. Lamar's a top five guy. So, hell, take him. Give up the pick.
I would do it. You know, the only question is he going to remain healthy? And you got to know he's not going to give you 17 games a season. But you know that going in, but most quarterbacks aren't. The question is, to what level is he going to continue getting injured at? But, I mean, two first-round picks, a third-round pick, that's a lot to give up for a player who's getting older. But I think I would do it.
And if you were comfortable with all the Tuanon people, whatever the hell it was named, you like Tua, knowing that he was going to give you 15, maybe, you should love the Lamar Jackson deal, because Lamar Jackson is more talented than Tua Tagovailoa their entire life.
Right, but at what stage in his career is he at now?
That's why my first answer was, damn, he had a down year. Is this the start of the decline? Because we watched Tua decline since 2003. Or is this just a down year? That would be the question that I'm not smart enough to answer.
Yeah, I don't know. But I do know one thing. Lamar Jackson, if today he's added to the Miami Dolphins, he's immediately the best player that the Dolphins, not quarterback, the best player that the Miami Dolphins have had on their team since Dan Marino.
He's an MVP. He's an MVP.
He's the best player the Dolphins have had since Dan Marino retired. And why would you say no to adding that player?
Well, because you wonder if you're giving up too much for what's going to be diminished returns.
I get that, but and look, even this year, they needed to win that game against New England. He got hurt in the first quarter, the second quarter, with a back injury, and he's sitting on the sidelines for the rest
of
the game.
He's only 28. I'm just looking at it. I thought he was in his 30s. He's only 28.
Yeah. No, he's not.
He's a puppy.
Yeah. That's why, like, I don't even think it's a question if you do it. And even if he is on the quote-unquote decline, I still think his next 2, 3, maybe 4 seasons, knowing that one or two of those won't count anyways because he'll be too hurt to actually make the playoffs or whatever, will still be better than anything else you'll get in the draft over the next year or two.
Oh, okay.
You know what?
Maybe.
Solana, you just made a great point. He would be the most impressive quarterback we've ever watched with a ball. I know, Solana. I hate when I do this because I know you're going to say something crazy coming up. He's going to be the most impressive quarterback we've seen since Dan Marino. If he's on the decline, let's say we get 85% Lamar. 85% of the NFL MVP is better than anything we've seen in 30 years.
Yes.
So Lamar at 85, 75, 80. We're getting the best quarterback we've ever watched week to week for a long – since I even knew who the damn Miami Dolphins were.
Fine, but you're giving up your building blocks for the future. So you're saying it has to work now with Lamar Jackson. You see what I'm saying? Like, your window then becomes right now. You're saying we're going to forego – building the team up through first-round picks, which are probably going to be top 10 picks, because we think Lamar Jackson gives us the ability to win right now. If he doesn't, then it's foolish to give up first-round picks.
And who is building the team? Because when I think about first-round picks now, I think about Kenneth Grant and Chop Robinson. I don't need those guys on my team. They can go wherever they want to. They're not going to play well. But you see what I'm saying? Where the organization, where when we say giving up first-round picks, I think of Noah Igbinoghene. I think of even a Jalen Waddle. Like, is Jalen Waddle really moving the needle for this team? He has fallen off. You know, I know he said, what was it? Solana loved the 3,000 yards in 3 years, Dolphin record and all. But he's not Jamar Chase. He's not Jet in Minnesota. He's not. Hell, T. Higgins, like I could name 10 receivers. I would want more than Jalen. So when you tell me as a Dolphin fan, we're giving up first round picks. If I go back and look at our first round picks, I'm not that damn impressed, honestly.
How about this? Somebody puts in the text line. Would you be more inclined? Which one would you do? Give up 2 first round picks and a third round pick to go get Mendoza in the draft to trade up, or to get Lamar Jackson right now?
Lamar, 100%.
I'd give up more to go get Lamar now than I would give up for Fernando Mendoza? Not even a question.
This is not going to be a popular South Florida opinion. I'm not sold on Mendoza.
I don't think anyone NFL can be star. Really sold on him yet as an NFL game changer. I mean, we can ask Gino Toretta in the next segment if he is. But again, you're doing the risk reward thing with Lamar Jackson and Fernando Mendoza. We don't know what Mendoza can be, and you're assuming Lamar's on the decline. He may not be, but you may be taking on another injury-prone quarterback.
But Mendoza's never been the NFL MVP.
Oh, I got you. Lamar Jackson, Fernando Mendoza would give his right arm to have the NFL career that Lamar Jackson has had so far. So I'm not even comparing the two. I'm just saying, if you're curious as to, well, what would we end up doing with those first round picks anyway? Well, if you assume you're only going to get 11 games or 12 games out of Lamar Jackson, you can also look back and say, hey, look what happens when the backup quarterback comes in for the Dolphins when their starter isn't there. Because in recent history, it has not been pretty. And if you want to repeat that over and over again.
He's still, in my opinion, Lamar, knowing his injury concerns, and there's plenty. I remember a couple years ago when things were on the out with the Ravens, we were all saying, well, you're kind of trading for Tua, right? From the standpoint of Tua is injured and injury prone, but Lamar Jackson is injury prone and Lamar Jackson is going to miss X amount of games. I remember doing the stats where they had missed the same amount of time, but now knowing what we know and living my life with that list of 27 starting quarterbacks that the Dolphins have had since Dan Marino, I can have a chance to get, without a doubt, a top five quarterback in the NFL right now, a former MVP who's only 28 years old. I would give up my left testicle for Lamar Jackson right now.
How about for Jay Cutler?
What are you throwing testicle? He's the next Jay Cutler.
Could be.
I'd take Lamar.
I would too.
Easy.
I would
Whatever
too.
You have to give up. Take Lamar.
I would too. I would give up three first rounders for Lamar Jackson, to be quite honest. I really would.
And I don't want to help out Baltimore, but on the other side, if I had to pick between Lamar and Harbaugh, to your point, like they have this disconnect, I would pick Lamar Jackson over John Harbaugh right
so
now.
So would I.
We got the quarterback. Let's get one of these young coaches and see what the hell he can do with him.
All right, let's do headlines here because I want to have enough time with Gino Toretta since we've got a lot of college football on the docket. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
I'll start with the Florida Panthers. Somebody texted in last hour. They said, Solana, don't just read the CAT score. You have to mention that they were down 2-0. They were getting outplayed by the Carolina Hurricanes. And once again, in the third period, they are the Hurricanes' daddies. CAT scored 5 straight goals. That texter's right. The only reason why I didn't mention it is because we got bogged down in the BAM debate and had ran out of time. The Florida Panthers deserve our credit. They're the only team consistently that continue to dominate.
It was a impressive win last night by the Panthers.
And the Carolina Hurricanes are our sons.
That is true. They can't argue that.
Were their dads?
We are.
We're their daddies.
Well, let's send them Christmas gifts. I'm a good father.
The Dolphins are going to play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday at 1 p.m.
Crazy time to bring this up because we just talked about fatherhood. Huh, how many gifts did you put Santa on versus mommy and daddy?
Well, zero.
For your son when
we
you
only
win?
Did Hanukkah.
What you got, Salon?
Yeah, he's never gotten a Christmas gift before.
Really?
You know what? It's the dumbest question I've ever heard. It's the dumbest question I've ever asked in my life. I just didn't click to me because we were struggling with this, talking about like, because I'm looking under the tree walking past and all these presents say Santa and daddy works hard too. I know Santa's
I want to get some of the credit.
Person.
Yeah.
Yes. I just didn't know. I wanted a percentage breakdown if somebody could help me out with that.
Yeah, one of Valentina's friends, we had coffee with her this morning. She has like a 5 or 6 year old son, and they bought him a Switch. It's the present that they bought him. And they said, Santa didn't bring you the Switch. We're going to tell him we bought him the Switch. Mm-hmm. We want the credit for it. And I don't understand that. Even for in my house right now, me and my fiance, the gifts I give her, I write Santa. It's Christmas. Mm.
You're tricking her?
Not tricking her. It's Christmas. Santa brings the gifts.
All right.
I'm stuck.
I've never had to deal with it, so I don't know. Jimmy, do your presents under the tree say Santa or mom or dad?
It says Santa on it. Even though I know.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
For sure.
Yeah, it's Santa, of course.
Have you seen Red One with the Rock?
Never.
Oh,
well. Have you seen Polar Express?
Very compelling arguments.
Love Polar Express.
Great movie.
Do you leave out cookies for Santa, Jimmy?
I used to.
But do you now?
No, I don't.
You don't leave out double chunk chocolate cookies from Costco?
No, I don't.
Well, you should, because then you might get a visit from AJ and Big Justice.
Hawk, are you going to text your friend, Big Justice, Merry Christmas?
Yeah, I could do that. Should I text him? I haven't texted him ever since I got his phone number. Should I just text him Merry Christmas?
Of course. He gave you his phone number. He wanted to obviously keep up some sort of mutual relationship. You should text him Merry Christmas. Here's 5 big booms for Christmas.
Hawk's a terrible texter. What was the DM from UM that I was mortified when you told me you text him?
Who was it? He had just signed that big contract with the Giants.
Jordan.
No, Vernon.
Olivier Vernon.
Olivier Vernon. Never talked to him before. He signs a $72 million deal, and Hawk texts him. You never text somebody after signing a $70 million deal. You wait a couple days.
You think Gino would give me money? You think Gino would let me hold something? Hey, put up Gino. Can you hear us? Gino, you've got millions.
Gino would let you hold a couple dollars.
Gino, you've got all that Heisman money. Would you let me hold something?
For what? Like let's 5 minutes? You want my billfold? You want to hold it for 5 minutes?
No. Let's say
you want.
Let's say
you want to touch it. Just splash a little bit in my hands.
Let's say I call you and I say, "Listen, I promised my wife and son this great vacation after my son graduates from college."
Oh, hell no.
But times are a little tough.
You don't even have to finish that story. If it starts with, "Hey, I'm taking somebody on vacation, you mind if I hold a few $1,000? Oh, hell no.
What? No, for your old buddy, Hawk?
No. No.
Gino, he's Hawk mismanaged some money, and he's late on his mortgage. He needs $2,200.
Maybe then.
No, how about this?
Not
how
to
about
go
this?
On vacation.
Okay, how about this?
Vacation.
How about this? The wife and I, we've been looking at a second residence on the West Coast, and I just need $500,000 to put it down, and over the course of the next, say, 10, 15 years, I'll get it back to you in pieces. But, you know, mortgage rates are very high right now, so I don't want to take a loan out. And I know you've got a ton of money, being a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback and a financial expert whatever.
The Heisman doesn't come with guaranteed salaries like Cam Ward.
I see you walking around in that Heisman.
And there's
house.
No way in hell. I don't care if you're blood related. I'm not giving you a nickel.
Wouldn't give me $500,000. I found the property.
If somebody came to me with that, I would say, show me the deal, and maybe I'd just buy it and let you live there and rent it out from me.
Okay. Well, I'll do a little shopping this weekend, and I'll do a little shopping this weekend, see if I can find anything that meets your criteria.
I tell you what, I'm so disappointed
Laura,
in you.
I think we're getting that vacation house.
I'm so disappointed in you never trying a baked bean with your barbecue. Like, have you ever been invited to a barbecue? You never had baked beans? Like,
I don't like baked beans. I don't like the way they look. I can't say I don't like baked beans because I've never had them. I just don't like the way they look.
Have you never been invited to a barbecue?
I get the potato.
He's been invited. He doesn't go.
Well, that's true.
I don't think he gets invited. Channing, you don't invite him over to your house. Don't lie. Don't pretend.
You guys are all welcome to my vacation home on the West Coast once I get this deal done with Gino.
Hey, this house is about to be fire, Hawk. I'm on the way.
Oh, wait till you see what I'm putting together. Gino gave me a big old budget.
Yeah. You know what? There's a quarterback in town you could ask for a nickel and it wouldn't faze him. I think he's making 50 plus, so, you know.
Like, 500 right. down.
Finish up the headlines, Solana, so that we can do next segment with Gino.
Speaking of Bush's baked beans, I'm with Gino, by the way. Did you guys see how yesterday Louisville celebrated winning the Bush's Baked Bean Boca Bowl? They brought out Keegan-Michael Key from Key & Peele, who you guys know I love Key & Peele.
He's in Boca?
He was last night.
He was.
I didn't see that.
He helped create the world's biggest bowl of beans on live TV as they handed them a trophy that had like beans on the top. It was fake, but the bowl itself was this giant bowl of Bush's baked beans, and all the players with a massive ladle were just eating beans out of the bowl.
That's nasty. That's nasty. Don't they know COVID's going around?
You just said you love baked beans.
Everybody in the airport with masks on. Hell no.
You said you love baked beans.
Gino.
I do.
Gino,
I'm not,
let's go
I'm not
further
sitting
back.
There with a fork eating 6 inches next to you. No.
Yeah. Gino, bowl. COVID, mono.
The flu.
Pneumonia, flu. Well, there's so many things before that.
What's Come the other on. One? Norovirus from the cruise ships? Oh, hell. Yeah.
Whooping cough.
No.
Scars. What's it called?
Scars.
Scars.
Yeah, scars. I had whooping cough a couple years ago.
I remember.
Ago. Not
I remember.
Fun.
You look yeah. like it. You yeah. look like a whooping
Was this
cough.
On your European vacation when you came back and thought you were going to die?
Ah, that's
And
cute,
all you
Gino.
Had was like jet lag? Dude's like, the dude at the ER was like, you're just soft.
I had the flu, Gino. I had the flu. Hawk made that up. I had the flu.
Imagine flying back from Europe. Everyone's tired after a European trip. Like, you're just tired. Forget about the jet lag. You're just tired from a European vacation. He goes, I must be really, really sick. I'm tired after 2 weeks in Europe and then flying all night. I better
I
go to the ER.
I tested positive for the flu. I tested positive for the flu.
No, you did not. You tested negative for the flu.
Right, but I had all the symptoms.
We remember.
You had all the symptoms. Yeah. You know what they say in my house? Give you some Gatorade and drink some fluids.
The you doctor know. Gave yeah. him a blanket and a suck. Pillow. Here,
suck
take
it
this.
Up, buttercup.
The hell invited Gino for this segment?
Hey, that's my landlord you're talking to. You're going to treat him with respect.
Hey, Gino,
are you,
we need
are you
a couple
to
guests.
Because
I'm going to
bring him to the show, Solana. What's up with your basketball jersey?
Play me one-on-one. Like, you want to play one-on-one, Gino?
You know what? Like tank. You know what? Tank tops are kind of like overalls. Over 5 years old, you shouldn't put them on.
100%. To wear a jersey with no shirt underneath it is just the ultimate douchebaggery.
You guys don't have the guns. You guys don't have the guns that I've got.
Well, you know what? It might be worse. Who's the Deconic, whatever, the big Russian or Serbian dude that wears the t-shirt underneath? Now, if he had that look, that'd be even worse, you know?
I saw, Yakachonis. He was wearing the t-shirt under the jersey yesterday. Also, is he just learning how to play basketball? Because he looked terrible.
Steal the draft. Your weather is sponsored by Chillzone AC.
What's under your arm? Is that Rocky? Is that Hawk's cat? That's right. Disgusting.
Hey,
what you
move
have
your
arm.
It's hidden behind those little white strings out of your earphones.
All right. Weather sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com. Gorgeous afternoon in South Florida. That's your weather.
All right. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, will join us officially in the next segment as Crowder shows his guns.
Once Upon a Time on Hot Crowder and Solana.
You know where the Himalayas are?
Himalayas?
Yes.
Of course. South America.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, Gino Toretta is going to join us here officially. He was with us in the last segment. Gino will have the Gator Bowl on Touchdown Radio coming up this Saturday. Gino's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, joins us usually on Thursdays, but we're off tomorrow, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union in football and in life. It's about being on the right team. Join the winning team at Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. And I remind you, of course, the best place to get geared up with Canes merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. All right, Gino. So we goofed around in the last segment, but let's talk Canes and Ohio State, which will be 1 week from tonight. I'll start with the obvious one. Do the Canes beat Ohio State next week?
Well, they have a chance. I think everybody left has a chance. You know, I do think I would say Ohio State and Georgia are the two best rosters left. And for UM to get to the championship game, they're going to have to beat them both. So, or at least some iteration. So it's going to be, it's a tough task. They're loaded. I did Ohio State against UCLA and I was towards the latter part of the season. It was in November. Obviously they were resting a ton of players. Tate was out. I think Jeremiah Smith, he played probably the first two or three series, made some freak catches. They left the QB in. You know, defensively, they got a dude in the middle. He's like the old dude, what was his name, Keith Trailer, just like a load on the inside, and got some speed rusher guys on the outside. Their middle linebacker is probably the best defensive player in the country. And that's probably between him and the safety behind them. So they got talent, but yeah, they can win. It's just going to be, you know, like I said, they didn't play their best game against Texas A&M. I told you they'd have to play their best game against Texas A&M. I didn't know there was going to be gale force winds and neither quarterback could hit the broadside of a barn throwing the ball 5 yards downfield, but hey, it is what it is.
And you know, you talk about rosters, and we were talking yesterday and we got the Gino Toretta text that I love to get during the show usually has some cuss words in it. But we were talking with Joe Z about the arm talent. And I was honest with you. I watched the Heisman highlights on Saiyan, and I watched the Indiana game. That's all I watched. And I wasn't impressed by him. But you were like, damn, Crowder, don't act like this boy can't play ball. Is he – I want to say, is he better than Carson Beck, that much better than Carson Beck? But – you are impressed by the Ohio State quarterback. I wasn't with just the highlights I saw. I saw him throwing up a lot of balls to great players.
He is very accurate with the ball. He does a lot of arm angle throws and puts it in spots. I mean, he threw early in the UCLA game, he threw like a fade stop, like back shoulder to Jeremiah Smith. And it was just like, I mean, it was right behind his ear. It, like, you know, to practice that over and over again. So he has legit arm talent. You know, I'd probably say it would be number of who I saw this season, it'd be number two to Mendoza. So he has that kind of arm talent. He's not the biggest guy. Mendoza's like 6'5", so he's not the biggest guy in the world. He might be 6'1". But he's talented. He can move a lot, move around. And I think that when you have two guys on the outside that are as good as their two guys, I mean, really, you don't really need to be entirely accurate throwing the ball downfield because you're like, all right, my dude just blew by the safety. Just put it out there. Don't throw a bad ball. Just kind of give, put some air under it and let him run under it. So he is very talented. You know, obviously disappointed. We got a local kid from Gulliver, CJ Donaldson, as their running back, their touchdown guy. He scored, I think, 40 some touchdowns in college football right now between West Virginia. He's Big 12 Freshman of the Year, and now he's at Ohio State. So we got even some local guys going against us in this one.
Gino, are the Hurricanes built to be a national title team? I think they're good enough to beat any team any day, right? But in order to go through this gauntlet, like, are they built properly by Cristobal to go win a title and beat this type of opponent week after week over the next, whatever, three weeks?
I think they have enough talent. They have to play. They haven't kind of, I would say, put it all together in a game. I mean, they haven't, where you're just like, wow, these dudes came out from start to finish. You know, I mean, I think they've had some good half performances where, you know, it kind of lackluster first half and they lit up a team in the second half. So I think that, yeah, do they have the talent and capability? You're facing an offense, or at least let's say defensively, they're facing an offense that's got more weapons than they've seen. So they like man coverage. They like to blitz. There's man free. Okay, what happens? And Teray's a great middle linebacker. I mean, dude lays wood. I'm not sure he should be playing because that hit he had in the A&M game where he did the fencing arms like Tua. I don't know if he was my son, if I would let him play. But if he's in man coverage, you know, Ohio State's got some backs that can run. And I think that, you know, if they can isolate certain players at certain times, and I don't think anybody in college football can cover Smith. I'm not sure they can cover Tate on the other side. So what do we do there? Do we try to play blitz zone and just leave kind of areas underneath open? I think they're going to have to mix it up a bunch and try to keep the quarterback. You know, can Bain and Mesidor get to the quarterback, force him to move, and maybe throw some inaccurate balls? But, I mean, are they built? Yeah, they got enough talent to win a championship. It's just they got the tough, you know, this is the tough side of the draw, I would say, of the talent left on their side of the playoff brackets.
And Gino, one of the things I said about the Texas A&M game, that second half is exactly what Mario wants a football game to look like. That was Kane's football. It's what it's built for. You bring up Ohio State and Georgia. I think they're on opposite sides of that spectrum, where Georgia would love old good old-fashioned 17-13 game. Well, I think Ohio State wants to get to 42-38 and let's see who has the ball last. Why do you think the Ohio State UM game goes? Because I do believe they have two different. UM late in the season went to running. We talked about it where you saw Shannon Dawson opening it up, and he tried to open it up early in that Texas A&M game. But I think at their core, they don't want that 40-35 game. So how do you see this Ohio State game playing out with the Canes?
Yeah, I think I'd agree with you there. They don't want to be in a game they have to try to outscore Ohio State because it's just the amount of weapons they have. I think the question, though, Channing, is their guy in the middle. If I grab my depth chart behind me of that Ohio State game, their dude in the middle, he's got to be like 350, 360, you know. Those inside zones that Fletcher was lighting up A&M, you know as well as I do, you put a dude in there that's 350, you need a double team, the center guard double team, to get any kind of push and any kind of cutback lane. So is it going to be maybe more outside zone to kind of take advantage of the speed on the outside, maybe undercut one of the defensive ends? But it's going to be tough sledding to run on them. Like I said, their middle linebacker, watch that dude. He might be the first pick of the draft. I mean, you know, he is that good of a player. And the safety, I think he's number six, is he got no qualms about going up there and mixing it up in the box. So it's going to be tough. They're going to, just like defensively, they're going to have to mix it up. Play action, they're going to have to play action guys. But, you know, are there weaknesses on their team? There's not many, if there are, maybe special teams. But you know, they don't want to have
that. You talking about 6'4", 330?
Yeah.
McDonald, or yeah. You talking about the other guy that's just as big as him?
Dude,
some meat up front. I'm looking right now. This is crazy.
And you know as well as I do, at the end of the season, when they put your start of the season weight at 330, homeboy's got to be 375. You know that. I mean, it's the end of fatball season. We know that. You know, he's been having three squares a day and travel, and there is no question, because he looks. I mean, 330. That's 330 looks kind of svelte, but that dude ain't svelte. He's just big, and you know, looks like, I mean, he's not Cortez Kennedy, who was only like 310, you know, 290 to 310. But he's a big load, and it's going to be hard to move him out of the hole.
Well, you know, the baby next to him is 6'4", 315. So running 315.
Hey, we got some size up front. You know, I mean, Markel Bell is the largest human being I think I've ever seen. Him and Brian McKinney is like 6'9", 3 whatever, 350, 380, whatever the hell they are. It's like they walk up next to you, and it's like, did a semi pull up next to me? It's like there is no sun that's hitting me. You know, it's just straight shade. So we got some size too, you know, but we're gonna have to use all of it. Size, we're gonna have to use Malachi Toney. I love what they do with him. I mean, I just like watching UM's offense, because I'm like, all right, what are they gonna do with him? Is they want to throw the ball with him? Because I don't see a weakness in that kid's game. I mean, like he can be your quarterback like he did in high school. He throws some dimes. And then just his pure athleticism. But very impressed by the A&M game. Basically, him and Fletcher just said, we're not going to lose. I'm not letting us lose. And both those dudes just led the way. And it was fun to watch.
Maybe Fletcher should have led the way a little bit earlier.
I got to tell you this. So I went to Joe's for the, you know, little sides and some Feast of the Seven Fishes for later. So I got out to Joe's at like 11:30. I walk in there. Josie's already in there with his wife. So I saw Josie and I said, Josie, man, that game, it put back offenses like 35 years. Ah, it was a great game. You know, he's like arguing with me, you know, Josie. So it was all good. He was
what goes on at the Toretta household on Christmas Eve? What do you have? Some Aperol spritz, a little gabagool.
No gabagool. Come on. Christmas Eve for Italians is fish. So I have some stone crab. I actually, from when I played in Seattle, I still call the guys out in the fish market in Seattle. So I got some Dungeness crabs FedExed in, and then do the side dishes from Joe's with some potatoes and tomato, spinach, you know, hash browns, all the other stuff. But crab and fish. And then we got brajol is your tomorrow's the meats is Christmas.
Oh, tomorrow we're doing the brajol and the gabagool.
Maybe I'll pull out some gabagool.
Pull out some gabagool? You got three NFL games. You fire up an Aperol spritz, a little, you know, gabagool
it's
sandwich.
It's kind of hard to find. We're not in Chicago to find the Italian charcuterie options that are like up there.
I mean, you're
in
flying in
Chicago.
Fish from Seattle, money bags over here. I'm sure you can get some gabagool delivered by tomorrow.
I was gonna say, Gino, you have a plug, correct me if I'm wrong, you played in Seattle in 97 94
95 and 6, I think. Yeah,
you have a plug from Pike Place Fisher Market or Fish
actually,
Market.
I used to order from there. Now I go to Wild Salmon Seafood, which is down on the docks. So I call the guys down on the docks and I literally say, what do you got fresh salmon? They're like, we got king that's fresh. I'm like, I want a whole king, cut it up in pound and a half portions and FedEx it to me. Dungeness crab is my favorite just from growing up on the West Coast. I will say this, inflation from when I started, when I was playing there, it was five crabs and FedEx, $100. I think the FedEx is like $250 with no crabs in the box, you know. So the inflation.
That's my wife. My wife loves Dungeness crabs, man. Why don't you send some over here? I'll text you my address. I'll give you my Zelle. I need you to Zelle me some cash, but also send me some of those Dungeness crabs.
I'll tell you what, with the nickel, I'll FedEx you one of the extra Dungeness crabs for Lloyd.
Hey, Hawk, we already got us a new house, Hawk. No pushing.
I mean,
we got a
house. I went too far, right? I went too far. I should have just settled for the house. I want to get that thing closed before the new year, Gino, so I'll talk to you this weekend.
Man, this is close. All right, just send me your ABA and your Swift wiring instructions. We'll get it taken care of.
Gino Toretta can be heard every week with us, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union. With all the changes in how America does business, you can count on one thing, the union-trained plumbers of Local 519. Join a winning team today with Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Merry Christmas, Gino.
You too, Hawk, or happy Hanukkah, I should say. Merry Christmas. Appreciate happy it. Holidays. Hey.
There you go, Gino Toretta. 4 o'clock hour, Jim Larinaga is going to join us. We'll talk some hoops with Coach L, get some headlines next as well, so do not go anywhere. There is more Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana coming up.
Once upon a time on Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Solana, how'd you hurt your butt?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.